T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Warrior head coach Steve Kerr, brought to us by Stevens Creek Toyota in San Jose. It's where the deals are, and we'll always tell you that all of our Warriors guests sound better if you're wearing JBL headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors, and 95.7 The Game. Coach, great to have you back on. You guys seem to have hit that stride. I'm sure you're here to tell me that there's more coming. We're not there yet, but it kind of looks like you're there, Coach. Things are looking good. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Damon. Yeah, it's been a good run, and 12 in a row. That's always good. But I am going to speak like a coach. We are going to try to focus on the process a little bit more than the results. We know we're talented enough to win a lot of games, but we want to play better. We always want to get better. So we're continuing to do that, and I think we've gotten a lot better since the beginning of the season, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, you know, so many questions I think that you face are framed negatively. They say, what's wrong with? How long until? How much more do you need, et cetera? Let's go a little positive here.
I like it.
What are you most happy about at a quarter way into your season?
I think just our overall chemistry. Obviously, we've had great chemistry here the last couple of years, and to totally overturn the roster, bring in 7 new guys, including superstar in KD. I think it's always going to be a question, how quickly would it come together? But it's happened very quickly because of the quality of the people that we have. I mean, KD is as unselfish and modest a superstar as Steph is, and that's an incredible combination to have that kind of skill and talent with guys like that, but also just the humility and the desire to be part of a team. And so it's just been really fun to see the whole group connect and really enjoy playing together and get better and better as they go.
He's a little bit better than even you thought he would be, isn't he?
I knew how good he was from playing, especially that 7-game series of playing against him last year. It's always, you can always tell how good a guy is skill-wise. But I didn't know how good of a teammate he was. And, that you can really can't tell until you coach a guy. But to see him every day, to see him how much he cares about his teammates, how much he wants to get everybody else involved, he actually overpasses sometimes because he's so dominant. He could shoot anytime he wants, but he really loves passing and making plays for other guys. And but it goes beyond that. It's not just the passing. It's the overall connection he's made with the group. I mean, you can tell guys love him, and they should. He's a fantastic teammate.
Have you come up with a name for what it is you're running out there? Because I see like 4 different offenses in play when I watch you at times, and and then the isolation play is the last resort, and it might be one of your highest quality plays anyways, especially if it's Durant or Curry or Clay or something like that. Have you come up with a name for it? Do you even care to come up with a name for this? What do you want to call your offense?
We don't have a name for it, but Alvin Gentry, when he came here 2 years ago, the two of us really put our heads together and talked a lot about our personnel and what we had, and we sort of put together stuff that he had run in Phoenix with Mike D'Antoni, along with stuff that I had run in San Antonio with Pop, and then Chicago with Phil Jackson, and we kind of put together this hybrid whatever offensive style, I'm serious. It was actually pretty easy to do because of the talent. I mean, when you have so many playmakers, you can run a lot of different stuff that's going to work. What we really wanted to emphasize was the number of passers we had, and that was David Lee and Bogut. We didn't know how good Draymond Green was at the time, but he fit right in with all the stuff we were trying to do. And I think that's maybe the best quality that our team has, and we got a lot of good ones. But the fact that so many different players can make plays. And in fact, when you look at our box score, you know, we're up over 30 assists, and it's a whole bunch of guys with 4, 5, 6 assists. And most teams don't have that. Most teams have a point guard who gets 10 or 12 and then, you know, maybe a handful from a few other guys. So it's really fun to be able to play the way we do.
You know, when you laid out the goals for the season at Media Day, we're watching some of those get checked off. I'm sure you'd like to see Clay get to the line a little bit more, but he's trying. You wanted Durant to be more of a rebounder and a rim protector, and he has been. But maybe the most important thing that has been a box that's checked off is Steph Curry now going to the rim more than ever before. His layup percentage rate is more than ever before. His free throw rate is at a career best right now. How pleased are you that he has responded to that request?
Well, you know, I'm not sure I ever went to him and asked for those things, to be honest with you. I mean, Steph just he knows what's necessary, and he was incredible last year in terms of attacking the rim. I think he had the highest conversion rate of any guard in the paint, and so he's picking up where he left off last year, and Steph just keeps getting better and better, You know, I've been keeping an eye on the numbers, and I think it's great that he and Clay and KD have all managed to, really play well together. They're all getting shots. They all maybe are sacrificing a shot or two per night compared to last year, but they've all just made it work, and it's really fun to see it come together.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. We'd be telling Curry to watch out for wet spots on the floor tomorrow. I mean, after all, you're playing Houston.
Not only that, I just turned the TV on. I saw the Philadelphia game was.
Are they mopping that up
delayed.
Still? Are they going to be able to play?
I don't know. I haven't turned it back on yet, but it was delayed because of condensation on the floor. I don't know. Maybe it's ice under the floor or something. But yeah, that's always scary when you see guys start sliding around and there's an issue with the floor. Of course, last year was a complete fluke with Steph because somebody went down. Right, and just before he reached that spot, so there was a big sweat spot on the floor, and that's how he got that injury, which was total fluke. But I try not to think about that.
Damian Jones gets recalled, but before I can even ask you if we'll see him during this homestand, he gets sent back to Santa Cruz. Can you tell me what the decision to bring him up and then send him back is for? Who benefits from that? You, him? Tell me about it.
Well, it's all about his development, and he needs to play. You know, he really hasn't played since the end of the college season last year because he missed summer league. So he's just getting back at it. So he's going to play quite a bit in the D League. But the idea of bringing him back is in between stints. Because we don't want him gone for too long. We want him to still feel a part of things. We want him to, you know, be around our guys, go through a practice here and there. So he's maintaining, you know, all of the knowledge that we're trying to give him as he goes. And then we'll give him some game experience here. I think he's going to be on the road with Santa Cruz the next 3 or 4 games, and we'll bring him back. And it'll probably look like that for a while as he continues to grow and get more time.
What did you think of the start you got out of Kevon Looney, who was a surprise understudy in your starting lineup for Draymond in that Minnesota game?
Yeah, Looney was great. He's really a solid player. He's an excellent defensive player. He understands how to use his length. He doesn't bite on pump fakes. He rarely commits fouls on shooters. He makes guys shoot over the top of him. And he's really long and active. So just one of those guys who kind of knows where to be, and he's rock solid. And then on the offensive end, he's got a knack for offensive putbacks, getting offensive rebounds, and using that length. Just a very, very smart player with a good instinct. And I would say anytime Draymond is injured, I feel 100% confident that we can put Looney in the starting lineup and get good minutes out of him.
Yeah, I heard the compliments that you were giving Draymond after what was a spectacular final 40-second sequence against the Hawks, where he had those two all-ball blocks that was just tremendous. And, you know, you were saying you don't think you've ever seen anyone quite like him, a true can-guard-all-five positions type of player. And you've been around some of the best, from Tim Duncan to Pippen to Jordan to Horace Grant, Dennis Rodman. I mean, you've played with legit lock-em-down defenders, Bruce Bowen, you know, mm-hmm. What truly separates Draymond from them? And of a guy who can guard all five positions, what's his best? What's his worst?
Well, I would compare him the most to Rodman, because Rodman could guard all five as well. Scottie Pippen could guard 1 through 4. Michael Jordan could guard 1 through 4.
Well, that's when you actually had centers, right? I mean,
they have real center. I mean, I remember one year we had Rodman guard Shaq in the playoffs when we played Orlando, and he did a phenomenal job. And you know, the league's different now. Obviously, you don't have the dominant centers that you had back then, so it's a little easier for Draymond to get away with guarding fives. But still, I mean, he's incredibly effective even against the biggest, strongest centers in the league. He more than holds his own. But I think he's at his best when he's not guarding a shooter, when he can play a little center field, when he can switch onto smaller guards and kind of just coordinate everything as a middle linebacker type. Just communicate, switch on one guy, switch on to another guy, rotate back, box somebody out, get a rebound, and then lead the fast break the other way. Those are unique qualities. Those are things that not many players can do, all in one package, but he can do it. It's incredible to watch his versatility.
It seemed like Atlanta had the best scheme to slow you down when we watched them earlier this week. Dennis Schroeder is more of a pain in the rear end than I expected him to be. Mm-hmm. Really good player. I look at San Antonio, the Clippers, and the Rockets, and I call those three teams the axis of envy. They were the three teams that thought they were going to run the West until you guys showed up. And you got Houston coming in tomorrow, a team that you got an awful lot of ownage on. I think you're looking for the 9th straight win over them. What about the Houston Rockets creates the easy matchup for you? Is it the fact that James Harden doesn't want to play defense?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's going to be a much harder matchup now than it's been the last 2 years. We've had a pretty good run against them, but they're different this year. They've added Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon, so they have even more shooting than they've ever had before. And Capella is, I think, the perfect complement to James Harden, more so than Dwight Howard, because Capella sort of understands that he just needs to dive and look for lobs and set screens. And I'm not sure Harden and Howard were a great combination, but Capella and Harden really are. They mix together. So you got that guy who's going to roll to the rim and dunk the ball, surrounded by three-point shooters in an attack that's orchestrated by Harden, who's a brilliant passer and strong and can get anywhere he wants. So this is as tough a challenge as we've had in terms of trying to guard the other team. So it's going to be a tough game, and we're looking forward to it.
I know you got to get running here, Coach, but I just want to wrap up with the same game that we ended Draymond's interview with yesterday. We came up with the game, and the name of the game is Gimme Some or No Thank You. I'll throw out a topic, and you can either say Gimme Some or No Thank You. Are you ready?
All right, here we go.
The Price is Right.
Yeah. What was it? Gimme Some or what?
No Thank You.
Yeah, No Thank You.
Mayonnaise.
Gimme Some.
Blue Cheese Dressing.
No, thanks.
Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. Give me some.
The Mannequin Challenge.
Give me some.
Westworld on HBO.
Just started it like 3 nights ago. My wife turned me on to it, and I'm in. Give me some.
The movie Space Jam.
What's in between Give Me Some and No Thanks?
A strong maybe?
All right, a strong maybe.
Diner, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Nah, no thanks.
Clay's dog, Rocco, in the locker room.
Give me some.
Nature shows.
No thanks.
Candy stripe warm-up pants. Go Hoosiers. They're playing Indiana, North Carolina tonight.
No thanks.
Oh,
sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
Come on,
hate to disappoint you.
Draymond winning Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, give me some.
Weird German haircuts on Schroeder.
No thanks.
Today, the inventor of the Big Mac passed away. Big Mac, gimme some or no thank you.
Yes. I mean, growing up, when I, used to eat horribly, yeah, I had my share of Big Macs. I did not know that. I hadn't read the news yet.
Yeah, 94. He went well. Wow. Yeah. For the record, Steve, no appearance on this show has cost you $25,000, right?
Not that I know of. You're doing quite well.
Yeah, I believe that was your, and I'm using air quotes here, your friend. If you want a less expensive friend, you come back here anytime you want, Steve. Thanks an awful lot.
Good call. Thanks.
Thank you. head coach Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.